The most celebrated artists in history have been white men, so it can be difficult for creatives who don't fit that mold to find a cultural lineage. Boston-born artist Tuesday Smiley draws lineage from transgender activism, and WBUR's Amelia Mason has her story.
Yeah, the drink is good.
At the Rose Art Museum in Waltham, I'm watching Tuesday Smiley watch her artwork go up. All around her in the museum's airy entrance hall hang banners that she stitched by hand. Some bear slogans of protest. Others read like poetry or a diary entry. One of the banners is brown, with red lettering obscured by ripples in the cloth. But as we draw closer, the folds reveal themselves as pieces of lace, expertly shaped to resemble shadows. Smiley points out bits of jewelry stitched painstakingly into the fabric.
I think I worked on this piece for like 3 weeks.
The banner is a replica of one that was carried in the 1973 Christopher Street Liberation Day March, a precursor to today's Pride parades, by an organization called Street Transvestites Action Revolutionaries, or STAR. Smiley's artwork is based on a photograph of that march. In it, two activists stand on either side of a banner, fists raised in a revolutionary salute.
There's a presence to them, right? There's this liveness that is really beautiful and really resonant. And I feel it carries from this photograph that's now 40 years old, but it's still really palpable.
The photograph was taken years before the term transgender entered common parlance, but the activists in STAR are considered forebears of the modern trans justice movement. STAR worked with homeless LGBTQ youth, and its members were largely excluded from the ascendant gay rights movement. Recently, these activists from the 70s have garnered renewed interest as today's trans and gender nonconforming people, like Smiley, search for a lineage.
Growing up in the 90s, any kind of media representation of trans people, right? We've got Silence of the Lambs, and then, you know, back pages in tabloids where folks are offering sex work. And that, I mean, that's really kind of the only representation that was available. And so to be able to find these photos in an archive was really valuable for me.
But there's a bittersweetness to Smiley's banner, too. The lace details, which mimic the shadows in the photo from the STAR protest, make it look frozen in time, a relic.
This banner is long gone. As far as I know, all the members of STAR are dead at this point, right? This history has, for the most part, been totally washed over by mainstream historical narratives.
Smiley's work tugs at these hidden strands of history, pulling them into the present. Her exhibition is called To Build Another World, and it probes the events of the past in a quest to imagine a more just future. This is her first solo museum show, a milestone for the 36-year-old artist. But as she gains more attention, Smiley worries that her personal story could overshadow her work. To be an artist who is trans is to risk being reduced to that single fact. She wants her art to be judged on its own merits, experienced on its own terms.
I often try and use a kind of open-ended language that can be accessible to folks with a lot of different lived experiences. I want these works to be generous, and that's part of their generosity, is I don't want to limit who they can resonate with.
On the opening night of Smiley's show, the Rose Museum echoes with conversation. Co Laposi and Vic Cazada, two artists from Western Massachusetts, examine a drapey gray banner sliced with a swath of orange. Laposi says they've been admiring it for its craftsmanship.
Things initially seem simple, but everything is so nuanced, detailed, and like loved and cared for.
But the significance of Smiley's identity and the exhibition's focus on transgender politics is not lost on them either. Here's Vic Cazada.
It's pretty incredible to come to an institution where there's actually an entire floor set up for work that's marginalized work, you know, and it's just, I mean, I don't often encounter work like this in large institutions outside, I feel like, of maybe New York, but stumbling upon this is just sort of really, that's wonderful, actually.
The presence of Smiley's exhibition is pretty striking. Downstairs hang paintings from the museum's impressive collection, work by revered artists from the past, mostly white, cisgender men. But the first thing you see when you walk into the museum is the work of someone claiming a different heritage, one long absent from gallery walls. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.